Oh, is this thing on?
Hi, guys. It's good to be back on stage again.
What was that? I don't know.
Totally metal.
This is Distortion with Higo, jamming new music and interviews into your earpipes every week.
Malcolm Mitchell Young, born January 6th, 1953 in Scotland, just 64 years later, on November 18th, 2017, sadly, Malcolm passed away. Welcome to the Distortion Podcast with Higo for a very special tribute to an unbelievably iconic part of the Australian rock culture, Malcolm Young. Malcolm was the driving force behind one of the world's biggest bands of all time, AC/DC. Regarded as the best rhythm guitarist in the world, he's left an indelible mark on rock culture around the globe. And one man who was always vocal about Malcolm's influence, Scott Ian from Anthrax.
Well, Malcolm's the, you know, he's the engine in the Mack truck that is AC/DC, you know. I mean, he's the driving force behind that band, has been since day one. You know, Malcolm's the guy. For me, he's always been the guy. He's the, you know, he's one of the guys I modeled myself after in the late 70s when I really started to kind of develop my guitar playing. That's what I want to do. I want to be that guy. I want to be that guy fucking pounding away on the guitar. That's just what attracted me about guitar playing and using the guitar as a tool to write songs. And the other guy could play. I'm not worried about the lead breaks. I just want to be this guy. And Malcolm, to me, is the king of that. He's the greatest rhythm guitar player ever.
His vision was strong, focused, and yet humble right from the beginning.
When you're kids, you want to get up. You'll do whatever it takes to get into, you know, get signed up and get on the road. And that was, we were really happy at the time that if we could just work in clubs for the rest of our lives, it was better than our day jobs, you know what I mean? And you could travel. So we thought, if we could accomplish that, touring around the world just doing clubs, hey, we've got a life, you know? So everything else became a bonus after that.
As history shows, they were in for a lot more than just clubs here and there. Malcolm remembers one particular moment in a time that, despite everyone being a bit unsure of, gained them worldwide recognition for just jumping on a truck and heading down Swanston Street.
And that was the idea, was to get a bit of press as well, but it was a good idea, you know. But that worked, it really did. It's one of in fact, the track went to number one in Aussie and it stayed there for ages, you know, and it's been covered tons of times by other artists.
But Malcolm was never one that yearned to be in the spotlight of AC/DC's career, preferring to write and keep the engine running whilst brother Angus wowed fans with his guitar playing and stage presence. When Bon was alive, Malcolm would sing his praises often, especially about his lyrics.
Bon, if maybe he lived longer, he could have possibly gone on, you know, within that thing because of his cleverness.
Well, I'm upper class, high society. God's gift to ballroom notoriety.
The way he wrote, it was rock and roll, it was about women, the rock and roll life. But he certainly had a way with those words. And I think he's already laid down, you know, that mark on, you know, in his years with the band, you know. It's stuff like I said, it'll be around for centuries. I think he's like Robbie Burns, you know, the Scottish pole. Everything was like Robbie Burns. His uniqueness in his own way. And he came out of a period that he could come out today with those lyrics. And they'd be brilliant, you know what I mean? He was so good at it.
And on Angus's playing?
Sometimes you don't hear everything Angus is doing solo-wise and from the volume on stage. You may not pick it up, but when you listen back later, you know, geez, he's playing really... How could he do that with all that racket behind him at the time? Because you can't hear nothing. He's a hot player, you know? And I think there's a lot of... A lot of people, again, his dues are yet to come, Angus. You know, they don't understand how good he really is on guitar. You know, there's some who do, but You know what I mean? One day they'll find out. You know, they'll see it in its entirety, you know? And go, fuck, he's been the bass guitarist of them all. And that'll be true, you know? I mean, out of all these rock legends, so-called.
Malcolm was all about the band, putting them first. But he really was the backbone, the scaffolding, the anchor. His chugging riffs and songwriting are instantly recognisable, iconic and often emulated. Powerful and seemingly simple, he had a way, a style that just oozed attitude. Like this one from Back in Black, What Do You Do For Money, Honey? When Malcolm passed, a friend of mine, Mike Mills, from Toe Hider, posted something that summed him up perfectly. He said, "There's something infinitely cool about a guy that can play awesome guitar solos, but opts instead to bang on an A chord for 15 minutes while his little brother gets all the spotlight. I only saw AC/DC live once, but my eyes were fixed on Malcolm the whole night. He literally did bang on an A chord for a good solid 15 minutes during Let There Be Rock while Angus went out into the crowd and soloed. Didn't put in any licks. Didn't do any variations on the rhythm. Awesome. I just tried taking a 15-minute Malcolm Young challenge, a challenge I just made up, to see how long I could slam an A chord for before I started to lose focus and muck around playing solos. I lasted about 4 minutes." End quote. Mike's absolutely spot on. Anyone who's seen AC/DC live knows that the live version can go on for nearly 20 minutes when you factor in Angus's solos and playing up to the crowd. And Malcolm's performance at River Plate in 2009 is exceptional and crazy long. But I want to go back to the Bond days for this version. Live at the Apollo Theatre in 1978, Let There Be Rock. Listen to Malcolm, solid as a rock.
And all that jive.
As mentioned earlier, his sound has been emulated since its inception. There's simply no better rhythm guitar tone. And now, thanks to Gretsch Guitars, Malcolm's choice of instrument, there's a Malcolm Young Salute Jet on offer, a replica of his famous weapon. Complete with exposed pickup holes and chrome decorations to cover up where he's cut things out. However, there's only 40 on offer worldwide. Here's Malcolm's guitar technician, Greg Howard, to tell us about Malcolm's guitar, courtesy of Premier Guitar.
This is Malcolm Young's 63 Gretsch Jet Firebird. This is his number two. His number one is at home with him in Australia. It used to be red, obviously. He took the finish off just like he did his number one. Originally had a middle pickup that he added, humbucker, took that out. So basically it's pickup, volume, out. What makes these kind of sound unique is the Burns vibrato that's not used, but because of the string length behind, it kind of gives it a different feel.
And what's the pickup, what's the Filtertron in there?
It's the stock Filtertron.
Okay.
I would assume this is the stock one, or at least a vintage one. It's because this, and I actually had to look at this pot. It was a little scratchy when I first started, and it was dated, I dated it to 1976.
Okay.
So. And I didn't want to change it. Nothing gets changed, unless it absolutely has to be.
Isn't it incredible, though? People chase sound for such a long time, and Malcolm's is so simple and so powerful. Thanks for listening to this special edition of the Distortion Podcast to pay homage to Malcolm Young and things that make him special. I mean, we could be here all day, but I just wanted to quickly get something together for you and finish on this one from High Voltage. This one, it riffs along for about 2 minutes before the vocals even come in. And then Malcolm and Angus are trading off the whole way through. It's such a great example of what made Malcolm so brilliant. Yeah, he could solo. Of course he could. But he was the perfect foil for his brother's playing. And will always be a true Australian rock icon. Malcolm Young, rest in peace. Keep it loud.